You're listening to the audio production of Summer by the Tides by Denise Hunter, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Nan Kelly.
Chapter 1. Maddie Monroe was cowering behind a ficus tree near the hostess station when her cell phone rang. Her hands shook as she silenced the phone before it drew the attention of the staff. She jabbed the elevator button for the third time. Come on, come on. A star could be born in interstellar space, a polar valley carved by a glacier in the time it took the elevator to reach this floor. Stairs were not an option, as she was on the 20th floor of the Waterford building and sporting heels. She sniffled. Drat. She seemed to be crying. She swiped a hand under her eyes, heedless of her makeup. She heard voices, Nick's boisterous laugh. Maddie shrank deeper into the ficus, and finally, the elevator dinged its arrival. Maddie? Noelle's concerned voice tunneled down the hall. Maddie, wait! Oh, come on, she muttered, tapping her fingers against her leg until the gold doors crept open. As soon as she could fit, she squeezed inside and punched the ground floor button. She didn't draw a breath until the door sealed and the elevator began to drop. She placed a palm over a heart that was threatening to beat its way out of her chest. Her white blouse clung to her back, and her skin prickled beneath her arms. She closed her eyes, the scene that had just transpired playing out in fast forward in her mind. And then, as if that montage weren't painful enough, the image of Nick's face appeared. The look on his face just before he'd kissed her goodbye last night.